Welcome to the 2-Minute Shift. 2 minutes of wisdom to help you pause, reflect, and move forward. Is anyone else out there like me, and sometimes you have a hard time getting started on a project? No, not because you feel like you can't do it or you don't see the whole vision, but sometimes you feel like you don't have all the resources you need to actually get started. So you press pause until you do. Or getting started might not be your problem. Getting finished might be your biggest obstacle. Because there's always one last tweak, change, addition, or something that you can't quite put your finger on that still needs to be done that won't let you be finished with that project. So out of frustration, you'll push it to the back of the corner and just say, I'll deal with it later. Well, when you tell other people about these projects or allow them to see them, and those might be friends, colleagues, or just trusted advisors, those people see them as brilliant as is and encourage you to put them out. But for some reason, it's not that easy for you to just let go that, you know, that need for perfection. So it stays in the corner. Where does that come from? Well, I can't speak for everybody, but I can speak for myself. And for me, it definitely comes from my self-confidence and being self-conscious. Thinking that I have to do my very best every single time, or everything has to be exactly the way I see it in my vision, and not allowing myself to do and learn and do it better the next time. Well, how did I get over that? If I'm honest with you, it's something that I'm still getting over and something I have to stay mindful of. But I always remind myself, nothing is going to happen until you make it happen. And what I later found out by just pushing some of these projects out and actually doing some of the things that are in my head, that as is, it's exactly what somebody else needed. So my imperfect was perfect for somebody else. So don't wait on perfect. Because what happens if perfect never comes?